if it isn't the most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
Like a blast from the past.
On the 9.95 plus 4 pennies, add that shit in.
Whoa!
Alright. You watch any football games?
I watched college. I watched. Which one? I watched the end of Florida State and Alabama.
No, okay. I'm gonna tell you something about that game.
Yep.
I watched basically the whole game. I watched the Dodgers first because they had a doubleheader yesterday.
Okay. Did they win?
They lost both of them.
So are they on a streak right now? A losing streak?
They lost 7 out of 8. Okay. And they're still up 10 games on anybody else in the MLB.
So Kershaw's back though, right?
Yeah. That was their one win. Not only did he pitch a scoreless game.
Yep.
He had like 2 hits in it too. I mean, the guy's a fucking beast. I mean,
just wish that translates to the playoffs one of these years.
It will. But the Florida State game, the offense actually looked good. What's your boy's name? Francois?
DeAndre Francois.
He got hurt
to his leg. Yeah.
All right. He looked really good.
Yeah, I like him.
The offense and the defense looked good, but the special teams was so bad.
That's why I seen 3 turnovers.
3 turnovers in like the 10-yard line.
Can't win like that, Knowles.
So they're out of the playoff race, which I don't know if I like these early games that are like that.
Mega games?
Yeah.
I kind of do, though, because I feel like they might, if they can like run the rest of the table, they might not be out of it technically. So I don't really know.
Yeah, but if Francois is out, then Florida State's kind of fucked. I'll just say that.
But I like the dude who behind him, James Blackman. Shout out to James Blackman, a freshman. I seen him play in high school. It was on ESPN one night, and I was watching the shit, and I was like, oh, this dude pretty good, and he signed to Florida State, and he's the backup. So shout out to him. Maybe he'll be 6'5". Maybe he'll be somebody.
I hope so. And on the sports, we won't go deep on sports because last podcast was all fucking sports. I'll tell you something. All right, I'll get into it later.
Stop.
I had a really good one too. So he might get fired because of his appearance on the podcast.
You are so stupid. I was like, well, I'm reading this shit. I'm like, I don't think this is factual news.
I think it's real.
I don't think it's factual news.
I think they're going to fire me because I was on the Liquor License podcast. And afterwards,
if they're not going to fire me for talking about John Taylor's balls and shit, they won't fire him.
Nobody will fire Jerry Rice for looking at guys nuts.
Yeah, no. Or dancing in Vegas like a stripper for women.
So, I mean, we're not sure. Does he have a family, Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've seen his football life. Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Some kids.
You know, sometimes that doesn't matter.
But he's
though.
Single, though. So he's a playboy.
Yeah. He plays with boys.
I don't really know.
I was hanging out with Jerry Rice once. And we played with boys.
That's less than 2 minutes into the episode. And we got 2 Collinsworth for your ass.
I hate that I have to always.
From the past.
I hate to always have to bring this fucking guy up. But LeVar Ball, again, she's texting me today. Oh, I'm watching this LeVar Big Baller Brand show on Facebook.
And like everybody. Shout out to everybody who watched that.
I'm not watching it. I'm reading.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. I guarantee you watch it. And a shout out to. Who you said watched it? V-Ron?
Yeah.
V-Ron, if you listen to this, and when you see this white boy, I guarantee you say it was a good show. And I guarantee if you watch it, you're going to love this man. If you see how this man interacts with his wife, I sure did. Watched both of the episodes.
Okay,
sitting at my job.
It's
that man, hey, you got my vote. Sell your shoes for $1,000. If I had $1,000, I'd give it to you. We need more men like you, homie.
But he's now LaMelo has shoes.
Yep.
And he might not be eligible for college.
Kobe didn't go to college. Brandon Jennings didn't go to college.
Oh, I thought you said Brandon Jingles.
No, Brandon, I know you went to college. Brandon Jennings didn't go to college. Emmanuel Mundy from the Denver Nuggets, who got drafted number 4 in the draft 2 years ago, who's actually a starting point guard for the Denver Nuggets
Seymour
right now.
Seymour Tuesday?
He didn't go to college. Man, college ain't shit for a motherfucker who just won't play ball.
There was times where I was in college, and we would stick
things in our
ass. What
school did Chris Collinsworth go to?
Huh? I don't fucking know.
See, you can't do it. You got to have your background information.
So I was at San Diego State one time.
You suspended. No.
We're the Aztecs. And I used to take it in my Aztec, if you get what I'm saying. Back to L.
How can it be that many this early? But I can't talk about sports. I get sports banned.
That's... All right. So, no. This is where the fact. I know that these guys didn't go to college.
Yeah.
All right. But that's before the rule, except for Jennings. No, I get it.
Fuck the rule.
They go play overseas.
Right.
But, like, just wait on his shoes until he.
No, fuck no. Brandon, you'll never be as hot as you are the first time. You know that. I know that. How many people you know that had a run and you like, damn, if that dude could have just. Victor Cruz's run is over.
Yeah, but
when he had a run, Victor Cruz had got a Nike shoe. Victor Cruz won a Super Bowl.
I think he was on like the soup.
You know how many other people deserved a shoe before Victor Cruz? But just because he was hot and he could salsa dance and he had all these followers and shit, it was cool. Now his shit over. But when you think about it, is Victor Cruz going to the Hall of Fame?
I hope he saved money.
I think he saved a lot of money. But is
no,
he
going, no.
Right,
absolutely
not at all.
What the fuck did he really do?
How many Nike signature athletes got shoes and shit and not Hall of Fame caliber players? Like, we live in an era where when you get this one shot, and this is what he knows. He knows Lonzo is a for sure thing. He says the second son is the sex symbol, which he always says that.
He is a handsome kid.
He is a handsome kid.
Where the fuck did he like just, is he from a different mother?
No, same people.
A different dad?
Same people. And LaMelo is just the one that we're going to do everything just fucking this generation. So everything he does with LaMelo is this generation.
Social media.
So everything is just this generation. So you can be a little chill, but Melo, we gonna just.
Have you seen the LaMelo shoes?
I did.
Are they? What's better, LaMelo shoes or Under Armour?
It saddened me to say, but Kevin Plank has a few better ones.
Okay. Yeah, these aren't great.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear them. I would buy them and put them in a case or some shit.
So a high school kid has his own shoes?
This shit is about to change, man. Right. It's just like a SoundCloud rapper turned into Lil Yachty. Yo. You know what I mean? Like, the shit we paying attention to now. Like,
is that a real guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The game is just different, man. They just
make the game
is
to be sold, not to be told.
Yeah. So shout out to the people watching. Hey, that shit, I'm not going to lie, B. I'm a gangsta-ass motherfucker. But I got a heart. That shit had tears in my. I'm not bullshit. To all see right. This man interact with his family, that because I knew it was like that, but I
and
just wanted reassurance.
They show the wife.
Man, they show so much of the wife in a relationship and the wife's parents. I mean, they hit it. It's not trash. I was like, I'm not gonna watch this shit.
She
if
said
it's
it was
trash.
Only like 10 minutes long.
That's it. Enough for you to just be like, damn, I like these people. Let me see the next episode. I like these people. So by the time you get to episode 10, you only really watch like 45 minutes of footage or some shit. But you like, wow, okay.
Okay.
Shout out all to right,
you. All right, then I'm. Since I haven't watched it, I really don't have a leg to stand. I'm just saying,
he can be a fucking dick, but this made me realize, okay, he's being a dick because he knows.
For a reason.
Y'all want me to be a dick. I'm going to be the dick. I'm going to show up to WWE. I'm going to get paid for being a dick. But when it comes to my family, y'all ain't going to fuck with my family. And I love that shit. I love that, Playboy.
Love that. Season two is called LeVar Goes to the Dentist.
And shout out to V. I cannot understand why the dude don't fix his fucking teeth.
He's got money.
His teeth look like. The shittiest teeth of a parent I've ever seen.
He looks like he smoked rocks for 10 years straight.
And he don't. And I'm like, what is... Did he just say, fuck it? Like, this one yellow
tooth. The kids all got nice teeth.
They all got braces. They all got...
What about the wife? Does she got nice teeth?
Man, everybody looked together except his front teeth. I'm like,
fucking
I don't know what the fuck. LeVar,
yo, and if you want to be like the guy to stand out and do... Just, yo, you got...
That shit look bad.
One thing is... Seriously, if you... Like, name a president with bad teeth.
None.
Look at Bill Clinton when he is. Right. Look at Obama's teeth. Those guys, like, they have nice fucking teeth.
You gotta.
You know, if you have fucked up teeth, you're not being president.
You're not being president.
No. You're not a fucking. Like, you just said, Victor Cruz, nice smile.
Yeah. Everything fit. Nice dance moves, nice everything. But you go back and you look like, damn, he really raped the game. He did.
Yeah.
And I was a fan. I was like, oh man, Victor Cruz. But you think about it, he only had like a 3-year run.
That's it. I'm looking at all these people getting dropped. And
shout out to Chris Johnson representing.
Yeah, he did get dropped.
Yeah.
Mike Williams, the running back from the Bills.
Rest
so the Bills have two running backs.
Mm-hmm.
They got McCoy and Tolbert. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess McCoy's gonna give me a lot of points
be
this year.
Casting from the beer.
I think they just basically said fuck this season. We don't give a fuck.
Right. I'm with you.
You know. So, I mean, it sucks if you're a Bills fan out there. Here's the shitty thing. This is what they'll do because this is what the Bills always fucking do.
Uh-huh.
They should just tank. And not, I mean, maybe not on purpose.
But they do like 5-6
they'll
games.
They'll get like, they'll be like 6-10.
You're right. They don't,
and then
they'll get
the like the 9th or 10th pick where they can't get the number one stunner in the fucking draft.
And they need top
pick. They need the top pick. They need Donald from USC. That's who they need.
Be it. So did you watch that? No. Oh, well,
I caught some cable.
You on? Yeah.
I headed to work.
Okay. Yeah. So that I heard he had a shaky one, but he bounced back.
Yeah. You got to bounce back.
Got to bounce back like Juvenile. Now, shout out to you. I mean, I know you don't want to do sports talk too much,
right.
But the biggest upset in college football history on the fucking betting side, Howard University beat UNLV yesterday in Las Vegas. There was a 43-point underdog, and they won by 5.
No shit, really?
Cam Newton's little brother is a starting quarterback.
For Howard?
Yep. Shout out to Kalen Newton.
I know Howard just from the name. And
yeah, Black
but
University.
No, where is that located?
Washington, D.C., pride of D.C., Howard Bisons. I've been to their homecoming, some beautiful-ass women. Oh,
I can imagine. Probably all lawyers and doctors. They look like, I bet they all look like, what's her name from that scandal? Kerry Washington.
That's the look. That's a strong, you're right. That was a strong comparison you just made. Yeah. Very successful-ish.
God,
like,
but she's so goddamn sexy.
She is.
She's like, there's nothing, like, she doesn't have, like, the big ass or the big, but, like, just.
Even her face ain't
the way she carries herself.
Yeah, she's just a classy motherfucking sexy woman. Yeah, shout out to her.
Like Kerry Washington.
Okay, calm down.
Hang on a second.
Calm down, Chris. Calm down, freaking Puerto Rican freaking.
One time I was in Washington, D.C. We were at the Howard game, and I was getting a blowjob from a tranny. Back to L. That's my new tag on that is back
Y'all
to
got
L.
Suspend.
Back to L is my new
back
tag.
Back to L works, though. That definitely works. Uh-huh. Y'all got to suspend this dude. FCC, if you're listening, like please.
You know how, like, the world, it's not going to shit, but there's a lot of shit going on.
The world's going to shit. It's been going to shit. You know that.
What was the last, like, weird thing you saw? And, like, you almost had to, like in person that you saw, and you're just like, did I just really see that? It just, since everything else is going on, that, like, you just saw something, you're like, did that just happen?
I seen a dude hit another dude with a car and drive off. Recently.
That's like okay, that's fucked ago. Up. I mean,
right, it was like a week ago.
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we're taking the 10,
mm-hmm.
and there's a black dude running, like, down the 10.
Running down the fucking 10.
Like, on the shoulder. He just, like, run, like, in workout gear.
On the fucking 10.
On the 10, and he has
where at on the 10? You gotta give me specifics.
Okay, the 10 right before he hit the 405.
You are fucking joking. Who the fuck goes up there to run?
I don't know. Maybe his car got stalled. Here's the thing.
Okay, so he wasn't, like, working out.
I don't know. He was in workout clothes and looked like he was doing a good jog, like he was in shape. Here's the thing. That's fucking weird, right?
Definitely.
He had a bow and arrow with him.
Yeah, that was.
He had, like, the thing on his back, like a fucking superhero.
Yeah, you might have wanted to call 911 or some shit. That's not.
I just, like, we drove past and I gave her a look like. Did you just see that?
Yeah, that's like a 911.
I'm like, am I having like
box.
An acid emergency, flashback?
No, the emergency call box. That might be one of them times where you're just like,
what?
Is this Archer? What the fuck is going
on? Why is
yeah,
Black Robin Hood here? Is this running on the street?
Literally, I was like, wait, on the 10. You're joking.
What's Jeremy Renner's name in the Avengers? Hawkeye? Hawkeye.
Black Hawkeye.
Yep. Hey, and shout out to the Hawkeyes. They had a big win.
Who they play?
They played Wyoming. But I guess this kid from Wyoming is supposed to be like this super stud, and they shut him down. So
Josh Allen, because the team's shitty. Wyoming.
Hawkeyes have a fucking great defense too. So
I mean, any black man running on a 10 with a bow and arrow got a great defense too. Because
that's
not an offensive move. That's a defensive.
If I'm
move.
The Rams, I'd sign this guy.
That's definitely a defensive.
He could be
move.
A strong safety maybe with the bow and arrow out there, like in the fuck's the movie where he shoots the guys running on the field.
The
Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout. Shout out to Billy Blanks, motherfucker.
He plays.
Ain't life a bitch. Boo.
He plays strong safety, and like as the ball's in the air, he just shoots it out with the bow and arrow.
That was a good movie.
Who's homeboy who does the bow and arrow thing? And they went against it.
Not Eric Berry. Josh Norman?
No, I thought it was an offensive player.
Oh, from the Saints. Not with the Patriots.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, that was a good
one. I had this bow and arrow one time.
I was going to say that was a good little discussion, but I knew Collinsworth had to pop his head back in for
back
a second. Back to
Al.
Stupid. Okay, Chris.
So you don't think they're going to fire him?
No, not at all.
As much as we make fun of him, I don't see them like firing him. What if like out of nowhere they hired Mike Pence?
Then the world's definitely coming to a chip. If Mike Pence called an NFL Sunday game, I'm just...
Do you think he likes football? I bet he does.
I don't believe any red-blooded American who wants to get rid of homosexuals doesn't like football, to be honest.
That's a good point.
He had to grow up throwing the pigskin. he had to grow up throwing a pigskin. I mean,
who the fuck said that like Trump can like throw footballs through like tires
that.
And shit?
No, that's a joke. I've never heard.
I'm
that.
Not kidding. No. Somebody, I don't know who.
I heard he's not the worst golfer in the world, but I've never heard.
You
him.
Own fucking 100 golf right, courses. I'm just saying, hopefully,
I've never heard that he can toss the pigskin through some.
No, somebody stood up for him. I'm not even fucking around. I got to see. This is why I wish.
I seen the Patriots gave him a Super Bowl ring.
Nice. Tom Brady wasn't there for
right. Me. Brady, like, oh, I got a cold.
Robert Kraft, he might be the next VP. I don't know.
He might be.
I like Bobby Kraft.
I like, man.
I was hanging out with Robert Kraft.
But Robert Kraft don't, he bought that pussy. So if you're going to go Collinsworth and make some shit up, don't do that. Because, you know.
There was a bunch of strippers there.
See, that's the kind of playboy he is. He got his own
jet. There was a bunch of players, and I end up sucking Gronk's dick. Back to Al.
Something is fucked. The FCC will shut this. I won't say this might be the last liquor
license. What if for some odd reason it got out there that like Collinsworth was actually on the air and they thought he was the one saying this and it was like posted in the news like he's sucking Gronk's dick?
What? It was on a plane with Robert Kraft sucking guy's balls.
So yeah, black guy running down the 10 with the boner.
That might be the strangest thing in a while.
I mean, I've seen strange things, but that.
I've seen strange things too, but that one.
That was, yeah.
That one I would have had to like just.
It was like I actually had to think about it. Like, did that really just happen?
Right. And is he really like about to attack somebody on a freeway?
That, going that or maybe
70 miles per hour?
I don't know.
You sure it wasn't Wesley Snipes shooting a clip or something? You just didn't see the camera.
There was no cameras.
You like driving through it, shooting a scene.
And the thing, okay, the guy wasn't like a bum. Like I said, he had like Nike shit on and stuff.
And he had a fucking bow and arrow. That's not cheap.
The bow and arrow was kind of whack though. It was like one of those like shitty ones from Walmart.
But still, it costs money.
It wasn't a compound bow. You ever shoot a compound bow? Those are the ones that'll fuck your hand up unless you have like a sheath. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I've never saw one.
Oh man, I was in the scouts,
right?
And we had to, and we did it in gym class too. How the fuck? I bet you can't even get away with that anymore now.
Nah. It's so much shit we used to do
in gym class. They had fucking barrels of hay, with balloons, and you had to shoot them. And I was like the best archer.
Archer.
And I'd hit them every time, but I'd always think of like, oh, that's that girl who laughed at me's face. Boom.
Damn, all of that.
Yeah.
I've been in PE. You can't even play like dodgeball.
I'm an angry guy. Anger fuels me.
You remember dodgeball?
Yeah, of course.
No, but I'm saying, like, I've been in PE, you can't even do that shit no more. Like, we used to aim at people's fucking heads fuck people up and shit. Hit them in the face.
I used to convince our gym coach, Mr. Stevens, who, he had to be a gay, to have us, like, because you had, like, the gymnastic, like, jumping, like, jump on the mats. Yeah, I'm like, can we do dodgeball with these?
Yeah, oh, my God.
So, like, you jump on the shit and throw the ball. Yeah.
And super throws.
He let us do it.
I already know. I used to love dodgeball.
Yeah, I bet you can't do that anymore. We never did wrestling in
we never did wrestling either.
We played fucking frisbee.
We played tackle fucking football for years.
Yeah, well, we did.
Years. Like, I remember high school having some of the most vicious tackle football games in
we
PE.
Did, you know, okay, I'm thinking about it. I don't know if you ever did. Well, you went to an all boys school, right?
No.
High school you were. Yeah. It was caught. We did square dancing.
Nah.
That's some white shit there.
And I went to school with white folks. We never did no fucking
square dancing. And then badminton. And you had to have a female partner. So you had to, which was awkward because you had to go find a female in the same period class as you to play badminton with.
Nah. I used to like that.
I get the big girl and we'd smash it.
Yeah, we used to do separate shit. We'd just go play football or some shit.
I played badminton once. We used our dicks. It was me and Chris Carter. I know he plays for the Vikings, but...
Damn. Is Collinsworth in the Hall of Fame? No.
I think he's up for it, but I don't think he's in. No. Not anymore.
I mean, not after you're destroying his fucking reputation as a male. Definitely, not going to get in.
So more on my hate. All right. These motherfuckers fuck people sometimes. I'll give you another fucking, not so much strange, just dickish.
Yeah.
I'm at work yesterday. And you know we got all that glass where you can see outside. So I'm looking at the street, and I see, like, a really nice Charger pull up.
Okay.
And with, like, stickers on it, it's got to be, like, a sports package kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of go out to look. These motherfuckers throw eggs at me. These two
out of the Charger?
Tiny dick Asian faggots, they throw fucking eggs at me. And they're such pussies, they couldn't even get them to me.
Well, what... Was this a planned drive-by?
Like, I don't
they
think,
had
I
saw
know,
you
I
before,
just,
and it was
I
like...
I think that they were just like, hey, we're hot shit. Then they got to be like 19 years old.
Riding around with eggs?
With eggs. In like, dude, if you know,
in like 105 degree weather,
say that second lane.
Yeah, yep, yep.
They didn't get it to the door.
So they were like in a turning,
No, the other one, the one next to it. Oh, okay, they're going straight. They're going straight to Moore Park.
Oh yeah, that's some.
They couldn't even get it to me. I mean, it's like if you're gonna be a dickhead, at least hit me with the fucking.
At least did it come close?
No.
So you mean you literally just standing there like, what the fuck is going on? It didn't even hit
the sidewalk.
Right, like, what the fuck is
going on? And I'm like, you tiny dick fucking Asian asshole entitled fucks that your parents probably paid for that fucking car, and you're going to ride around egg people's shit because you have something nice? You fucking scumbag. Go fuck yourself. Hope you crash in that car.
Shit.
No.
Death. Wishing death on another man.
Because it's just entitled dickheads who do this kind of shit. Listen, I did stupid shit, and I'm not an entitled dickhead. I just was an asshole.
Just did stupid shit, right? All right,
I'll admit to that. Okay,
we all done stupid shit.
But like, your parents help you pay for an $80,000 car. You're gonna ride around throw eggs at someone who makes no money or something. Right. Like, do you know they're just going around the streets doing this shit, right. Just being assholes?
Especially those fully loaded with eggs. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like. Again, almost in shock of like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
this is what, yo, it's 101 degrees out. It's
fucking hot.
You, it's, like, throwing eggs, that's just popping off in the streets?
Yeah, no, that's some whack shit.
That was just, you see these, many fucking kids out here, man, I want to strangle them. I want to fucking strangle them.
I'm not going to lie to you, that's some whack shit. That's some pretty disappointing whack shit, too.
When some kids, like, that are.
Especially when you got a nice car, go get some pussy or something. Do something, do some player shit. Even if you're gay, go take your man to get some fucking snow cones or something, like. But throwing eggs at motherfuckers, I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I'm like, it's not like I was out there with a sign like, fuck you Asian
right,
guys.
Right, right, right.
Or like antagonizing them. They had planned on just throwing shit at people on the street.
Right.
That's fucking stupid. I mean, it could be karma because, I've done stupid shit. But like, I never had an $80,000 car that my parents bought me.
And I hope you're not standing in front of the workplace just throwing shit at cars that fast.
I wanted to so bad. After that happened, I was like ready to go inside and just gun something at that fucking windshield.
And they probably come in that store too. They're probably like, yeah, we go in there. He'll never know it's us.
Yeah. And then I see it on the thing and I go piss on their
door
handle.
Oh my God. What the fuck? I did not expect that store.
Oh.
That's pretty different.
Sometimes when you see kids out here who are like affluent, they probably have like a rich father or mother.
Yep.
And they're good kids. I'm like, good parenting or good nannies.
Right. Whatever.
One or the other.
Whatever.
But when you just see these fucking assholes, dude, it you know what? I went to high school with a couple of these dickheads too.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new cars in high school.
I went to school with a lot of entitled people.
Okay. Yeah. And like, I'm the fucking man, blah, blah, blah. And then just carry that throughout their life, you know? Fuck you, man. Go fuck yourself. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's two people you need to go fuck themselves. I just want to let you know. I'm just keeping stats on this episode.
Go ahead.
We got like 10 Collins worth. Yourselves. This is a pretty hateful episode.
I told you it's the hate episode. I'll try to bring it back, but I'm saying I'm getting to a boiling point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm working my fucking tits off to try to find a career.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So then I'm doing all these side jobs just to make the fucking rent.
Right.
You know? And I've never had less money in the last fucking 15 years than I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm doing it. Whatever. Doing it, doing it well. Representing Queens, just raised out in Brooklyn. But when I see people like that, I just want to fucking kill them.
You just got to light your up a cig and just... take it in deep and slow.
I know. See, and then a minute later, homeless dude comes in, who I'm friendly with, mm-hmm. and this guy has nothing in life.
Yeah.
And he buys his steel reserve. We bullshit about, like, he's talking about his kids. And he leaves. And I'm like, if this guy was outside a minute earlier, these guys would have hit him with a fucking egg.
Probably
that would have pissed me off even fucking
probably
more.
Yeah.
You know? You could hit me fine. But I had my new sneakers on. If they would hit the sneakers, I would have thrown a fucking bat at the goddamn car. Fuck you, man.
That's not cool.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm just saying. If you have money that you made, fucking good for you. When I had my 1989 Ford Escort that I bought from working the whole summer, I don't care. It was the biggest piece of shit anybody could ever drive.
Uh-huh.
Everything was hanging off the roof. The shit was coming down. It didn't even have a speedometer.
Yeah.
Okay. The tires were all bald, but I bought it.
Right.
And I love that motherfucker. I made fucking tapes because I only had a tape player. So I took all my CDs, all my Wu-Tang CDs, I made tapes, and I had a little like fucking case with all my tapes in it underneath the seat, and I put them in.
I remember those cases, the tape cases.
Yeah, a Memorex or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I'm not saying that made me a man, but it made me appreciate the value of like
work. Well, a lot of people ain't gonna never. I don't give a fuck what, how much money they get, how much their parents. They just ain't gonna never appreciate this life shit.
Okay, then we'll go 360.
Okay.
Do you think the Balls kids are gonna?
You fucking, you have to watch this.
Okay.
You have to watch this. Lonzo didn't get to the NBA because of his fucking dad. He got to the NBA because he's a disciplined fucking kid who knows what it takes to fucking succeed.
And a good athlete.
Right. And a great athlete. His brother's at UCLA. Like I said, he don't know if he's gonna make it to the NBA. He already made it further than motherfucking everybody else because of his attitude. Is real quiet, real insightful, listening and shit. And Melo is just the young one having fun. Yeah, it's definitely, that's what I said. They're not gonna throw eggs at your car. You watch it, you understand, like, that's not them. They're not little fucking pricks. Like, you used to watch all them Paris Hiltons and be like, what dicks? It's not that. This is totally, but it's presented like, almost like it can be that, because everybody's just like, oh, the dad and all this other shit. No, y'all don't, they just gotta pay attention to what's going on with the shit.
I'm gonna pitch you a show idea. Because with all the superhero shit that's out there now, and all like the, all that kind of stuff, you know, paranormal stuff or whatever. All right, I'm a guy, and like I see some kind of shit happen, but I can see motivation behind something.
Okay.
So like, say a guy rapes a chick, and like I get there 2 seconds too late.
Yeah.
But I can see his motivation, and I can tell the lady like I try to help her, but I could like. They call him Mr. Motivation. No, you could see the motive behind people's thoughts.
But what? But why would a motherfucker want to know the motive if that shit might make a motive?
Because I want to know. I want to know.
Oh, yeah, no. That's.
I want why. Why would those guys be throwing eggs? Why would the guy be running down the street with a bow and arrow? I want to know these things. I don't give a fuck that they're doing it.
Right.
I just want to know why. I'm very curious about why. Is that an odd thing to, like, wonder why
No.
I want to know why the homeless guy, who would be a fucking kick-ass car salesman because he can just gift the gab, he gets his
why
SSI.
Why he don't have a job?
Just get his SSI and walk around. And that's it.
Sometimes the why is just so, the why is worse than the action. You just be like, damn.
And that would be the show.
But there's already shit like that. It's fucking every goddamn cop show.
What, like
ID? Every show Ice-T has ever been in, SUV and fucking
yeah, oh man. SVU. They're going that silky right there.
Right, every one of them motherfuckers.
I was hanging out with Ice-T one time, all right? And what we did was, it was funny. I made a picture of Ice-T, and then I fucked it in front of him. Back to Al.
That goes silky right there. all I'm saying on that one, Chris, that goes silky right there.
All right, sorry. I'll try to break. All right, I really need like a stinger for like Brandon's embarrassing moment.
Oh, I was just saying for Collins, right? I was saying because this is, you don't need a stinger. It's like, it's a whole nother fucking beast.
So, you know how my guts are always weird, and I shit my pants, or I got like emergency shits, and everything shit. It's a fucking shit show in my body. So.
Harris is a shit show in my body.
Okay.
That's classic right there.
I'm at her house, and I was over there like 5 days last week. Because I think you said in the last episode, I need to do more of that. Yeah. And
and it's hot as fuck over here. It's like,
it's hot too.
It's fucking hot.
So, that's two of the reasons I went down there. So, the one day I get up, and I go to the bathroom, and I lay back, and I lay back down.
Where is this
No, going? It's not as... Now, so
Oh my god! So it's embarrassing when he stopped three times.
When I get up,
when
I get up, she wakes up, and she's like, "What the fuck is all over the bed?" And I'm like, "Oh my god!" I look, but it's like orange. It's like I didn't shit pumpkins. I'm seeing it's like orange, like little dots on the bed, and I'm like, I have no fucking idea. And she's like, "Look at the back of your pants." And I'm like, motherfucker, and there's a stain.
I was not briefed on this. I just want to let y'all know
there's
beforehand.
A stain. Okay.
I'm hearing this for the first time, just like y'all. So if you can see my facial reactions, you'd be like, that's authentic.
So there's a stain on the back of my shorts.
Yes.
So I go in the bathroom. I'm like, God damn it. In my underwear, nothing.
Maybe it was some makeup or something.
In the inside of the shorts, nothing. And so she's like, oh, man, you're Mr. Poopy Butthole. That's a guy from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
So
what the fuck is happening, right, Chris Collinsworth?
So I'm like, God, I was embarrassed.
Okay, so this is the first episode of the show. What is the motive? How did this happen? That's what I'm trying to. Now we're on your show.
So
we're
now
watching your show.
As a psychic, I go, and I totally make sense now.
Okay, because you're looking and there's no evidence in the briefs.
I went outside on the patio.
Okay.
And there's a pair of female Timberlands on the stool.
Okay. I just said that. See,
I moved the Timberlands over to the other stool and sat down.
See that? Okay. I was partly right. I said, what is it, makeup?
So I sat.
So I could be one of the assistants on the show to the lead investigator.
Yeah, like you give ideas. Okay.
Boom.
See? Write this. So the next day now, I'm still there. She went to work. Roommate goes to work. Roommate's lady is there.
Okay.
Whose Timberlands they were.
Okay.
I'm doing dishes or something and talking to her. And she's like, yeah, we were at a barbecue and I got grease all over my shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Case solved. Forensic files closed.
Case solved. Iced tea. Chris Collinsworth.
See y'all next. So I wasn't Mr. Poopy. I wasn't Mr. Poopy Butthole. It was actually grease on my shirt.
See y'all next week. Iced tea. Chris.
I was called Mr. Poopy Butthole once after I had a run in with the Baltimore Ravens.
Were you sitting there in your drawers? What the fuck? We got more to this.
Okay. Yeah. Scenario. Let me, what did I miss?
Because we solved the case, but how did? So were you in bed with fully clothed? What the fuck?
No. Okay. So I had underwear on and basketball shorts.
Okay. So you were in the bed with the basketball shorts on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I went outside at like 2 a.m.
Right.
I couldn't sleep. I came back.
Which, if you would stick to my G-code of what? Never lay in the bed unless I'm naked. Never shit unless I'm naked. You don't have those problems.
Okay. All right.
So I just gave you a little spin-off to the case. Just, we had to clear that one up.
Yeah, like that's your character.
Yeah, yeah.
Does everything naked.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, wait, but if he naked like me, how did he walk?
If I lose my job, can I get a role on this show?
How did,
because
he sit,
I like
on
to be naked with men.
So wait, so okay.
Back to Al.
So you had on the shorts. Okay, I think we can close that case. I think
then
it's a strong.
Then I threw, since there was shit, not shit, but there was
grease
on the shorts. I threw them in the laundry and then put on like my regular shorts, like these, like just regular shorts.
So case closed. We did that one. Okay. That was first case. Culver City, Vice, done. Finish. Call us up. Eric Estrada, if you want to roll, we got to roll as the captain. Let's do it.
Did you watch? Can we get Collinsworth on it, please? All right. What if it's Collinsworth and Pence? Those are the two guys.
I think Eric Estrada would be better.
Eric,
because he know the landscape of LA. He just knows the landscape.
Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada and Collinsworth. I wonder if Collinsworth has any acting ability.
You are fucking crazy.
I had acted one time in a off-Broadway play.
With O.J. Simpson.
All we did was suck each other's dicks. Back to Al.
You gonna go back and listen to this one and be like, "What the fuck was going on?"
I always say that every episode.
This one's kind of classical. All
right, so did you watch this movie Death Note?
Death Note? I don't think so. No.
I sometimes like I'm like just fucking pick whatever
because right.
Like, I want.
Sometimes you gotta watch some random.
I want to watch The Defenders. And I'm like, she's a woman.
I've been meaning to check that one out too.
She's probably not into it, so I'm like, fuck.
She never watched like the Luke Cage or the Jessica
Jones. We watched Luke Cage, but she didn't like the other one. Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
Yeah.
And then Iron Fist, but that one kind of stunk.
Yeah, that's probably worse.
Luke Cage is a shit. I almost don't even care about Defenders. I just want another Luke Cage season.
I just want to see what they're gonna do with Luke Cage in the Defenders.
He's probably gonna beat people up.
No, I'm saying though, because Luke Cage, the show itself was so gangster. I like the shit.
I think it's a different feel.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Disney version of Luke Cage.
Nah, I want to see a fucking movie of Luke Cage. To be honest.
Yeah, that'd be fucking hot shit.
Yeah.
Doing True Detective season 3. Cottonmouth.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's the Moonlight winner. Yeah.
Yeah, Moonlight winner.
What is that guy's name?
Maharasha.
He's got that weird name, yeah.
Yeah.
I assume he's Muslim.
Maybe
not. I mean, Ali, I think that was like I thought that was a very black Muslim name.
I don't know. He converted to Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
So, so she'll just pick something, and I'll be like, what is this? Like, what were we watching the other day? Gypsy? This TV show?
I've never seen that one.
It's like shrink, the female who gets too involved with her patients.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of interesting. And so she puts on this, I'd never even heard of this, Death Note. I start watching, I'm like, this is, it was the most bizarre movie. Doesn't get good reviews at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look it up. The concept's kind of interesting, and it's sort of like almost fun for like a weird movie. Okay. But from like act one to act two, it's like a fucking montage of like shit. And you're like, did I just miss an entire season of something? Like, yeah. It was so fucking quick. Like, let's just say, you're never going to see the fucking movie. So, the whole concept, it's a anime, Japanese anime or manga, which I didn't know. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
And so this has been a series for, like, years. And they tried to remake it in Japan as movies, and it always failed.
Yeah.
So now they tried to do it in the U.S.
Okay.
Okay. So, basically, this kid's in high school in Seattle. And he's in, like...
Oh, I seen a trailer for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
Like, this book falls in...
Right, and all of a sudden, it's like...
He basically... Okay, so... And he
reads what's going to happen or some shit.
It's like 158 fucking rules of what you can and can't do.
Okay,
and if you write someone's name in the book, they'll die.
I got you.
Right. But you can write how they die, too.
Okay.
So, like, the bully who, like, got him in detention, he's right, decapitated. Kid fucking gets decapitated. Okay. It's sort of like Final Destination and the Wishmaster.
Okay. Not the Beastmaster.
No, Wishmaster.
Okay, because Beastmaster was kind of classic, too.
Yeah, Beastmaster was, except when they put those weird slugs in the guy's ears and they get all fucked up. That always bugged me out as a kid.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
They became like those weirdos and shit.
Shout out to Beastmaster.
Yeah. Remember they made like Beastmaster 2 and he like came to like the United States and shit? It was like in a different... Yeah. I think Beastmaster is the ripoff of He-Man.
Definitely a ripoff of He-Man.
But oddly enough, Beastmaster was better than the He-Man movie, so...
The He-Man cartoon was the kick-ass.
Yeah, it was the great. So now they got this fucking like demon who like follows this kid. Okay, and the thing is like 8 foot tall, voiced by Willem Dafoe.
Okay.
He's like, if you want to write a name, you can have them murdered. And it's like really shitty makeup. He talks like that. It's like really shitty makeup. And it's like you and I could have made a better looking demon.
So they show Willem Dafoe as the demon or some CGI?
It's his voice. Oh, okay. No. I mean, I think it's a dude in like a suit.
Okay. All
right. You know? But like, let me see if I can find a picture.
Willem Dafoe.
Basically, he did like his Green Goblin voice.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find a picture to show you how bad this fucking... Oh.
Still kicking Ryu. Ass and Ryuk? Taking names.
Rauk? Is that it?
Shout out to the Street Fighter movies. Ken and Ryu, bitch.
No. Why Willem Dafoe is the Joker? I don't understand. Does he play the Joker or something?
I don't know.
Every picture of him is a fucking Joker. Alright, sorry guys. I should have this shit prepared. I mean, Willem Dafoe would make a good Joker. Alright. What did I say in the movie?
Death Note. Willem Dafoe, Death Note.
Manga. Oh, here. That's the fucking demon.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have took that one too serious. I don't know. What the fuck?
And then like
it's like a demon from like the 70s rock disco era in New York City.
So like they go to like prom, and like he has this chick help her now, and then this black dude has to stop him. It's a very bizarre movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But like, cause you have to see a person's face and know their name to kill them. So the black guy only goes by L, and he covers up half his face so you can't see him. That's his whole gimmick.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you, you gotta watch this shit. It's so fucking.
Shout out to Death Note.
Ugh.
In this week's movies, you gotta watch.
But again, now I'm curious because, you know, when we shot shit for school,
right?
Like it looked like you shot it for school. Now, this kind of, like, Netflix, this movie looked great.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, crane shots and, like, the lighting and everything was just, like, it was really well done.
Until I seen that fucking goblin.
Well, besides the goblin. But I'm saying, like, the actual...
What the fuck was that?
The actual filming of it was good, you know? I was in a locker room one time and they used to call me the cock goblin. Back to you, Al. All right, but...
Damn, Chris.
man, he's
that's a lot of dicks in one episode.
He's going nuts.
You
today.
Are going overdrive.
No, so when you did your like straight to video shit,
yeah,
did you have like all like the legit fucking
everything,
like the Alexa,
everything, cameras, everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Alexa is the deal, right? Is that the one that everybody uses now?
I don't know, but we shot the last thing was the Red Epic Dragon.
What's the difference between the Red and the Alexa?
I don't fucking know.
Oh.
But where are we going?
Fuck. No, I'm curious of like how it looked. I've never seen one of like the films.
But a lot of that shit you can shoot with fucking iPhone and just in post it can make it look fucking great. It just depends.
Okay.
But that's the beautiful thing about now. These fucking iPhones got great cameras and some shit still looks shitty to me though.
What, on the iPhone?
No, just in general. Like with certain cameras, like FS7s, FX7s, shit like that. For like action shit, it's kind of cool. But
you know
then
what they
for
never
other shit, it just I don't know.
The camera that like they used a little bit and then they stopped was the Viper that they used on Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Remember how grainy that film looked? But it was like so like crisp.
Right, but you can do that with the fucking yeah. You can
wait, that made no sense. Grainy yeah, and crisp.
No,
but you get what I'm saying.
Right, I do.
But I think Luke said that camera shoots like two times what your eyes can see. So it's like the most true image you're going to see.
That's one of my favorite fucking movies visually. That's a beautiful fucking
Miami
movie.
Vice? It really is, actually.
It's a beautiful
You might not
movie.
Like the premise or, I don't give or the a
fuck.
Plot.
Well, nobody don't like. Jamie Foxx, Colin Farrell, and that motherfucking look.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Who's
that's
that? Badass. Michael Mann.
Michael Mann's the OG. Yep. That's badass. Playboy.
All right, so are we going to break him off for the new segment?
Yeah, let me, because I want to hear what it is.
All right, guys. This is a new segment for when we don't have things, or maybe we just do it all the time.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to take a rap song the creator doesn't know about.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to...
all in check.
I'm going to read the lyrics, and we're going to dissect it. Okay? So, today's song is Fuck Compton by Tim Dog. All right? Okay. Because I think it's an awful song.
Damn. You don't like Tim Dog? Fuck Compton?
Basically, what's the background? It says, a diss by the old school Bronx rapper directed at the newly famous West Coast rap scene, especially the group N.W.A.
Yeah.
Tim Dog never claimed to have been instigated by a personal slight. Later, Tim Dog would say that he was mainly frustrated by the level of attention the record labels were placing on the West Coast instead of the more historically developed New York scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eazy-E, so he was a hater.
Let's see. Eazy-E
so
never,
Tim Dog was a hater.
Eazy-E never responded, but Dr. Dre did on what song?
Dre Day.
Yep. Tim Dog can eat a fat dick. Okay. All
Tim
right.
Dog is a hater.
So I'm going to read this like it's almost like Shakespeare. Oh shit, motherfuckers, step to the rear and cheer, because Tim Dog is here. Let's get down to the nitty gritty and talk about a bullshit city. Okay. Talking about N-words from Compton, they're no comp, and they truly aren't stomping. Give me a... They're no comp.
They're no competition.
Okay.
To him, no competition.
Tim Dog, a black man's task, so I'm so bad I whoop Superman's ass.
Okay, I get that one. I know.
Okay. All you suckers that riff on the West Coast, I'll diss and spray your ass like a roach. You think you're cool with your curls and your shades. I'll roll thick and you'll be yelling out raid. All right, I'll give him that one because he said the roach thing earlier. Yeah. All right.
Tim Dog.
Okay, a hard brother that lives in New York where suckers are hard and we don't have to talk.
Oh, shit.
Shut your mouth before we come out stomping. Hey, yo, easy. Fuck Compton.
Oh.
Then it goes through about 15 fuck Comptons.
Fuck Compton.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this one, verse 2.
Verse 2. Now, what the fuck I do?
All right. My favorite is verse 3.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Why? It's like someone in the background says, why you dissing easy? Because the boy ain't shit. Chew him with tobacco and spit him in shit. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's brutal.
Very brutal.
I'll crush Ice Cube. I'm cool with Ice T. But NWA ain't shit to me.
Okay.
Dre beating on D from Pump It Up.
Yep.
Step to the dog and get fucked up.
Yeah.
Which Pump I don't understand.
Pump It Up was the video show in LA. D Barnes was the host of Pump It Up. And then Dre beat our ass.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so see, yeah. I just thought I liked the dissection because I just would think this is a stupid song. Where he,
oh, no. Man. Okay. Nothing from this era. Pretty. You got to remember.
Dude, if you hear the, this song's pretty bad from what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Tim Dog was a hater, but, you know, he put some thought into his lyrics.
Here we go. Okay, look at this one. I'm simplistic, imperialistic, idealistic, and I'm kicking the ballistics.
Mm-hmm. Playboy shit.
Having that gang war, we want to know what you're fighting for. Fighting over colors? All that gang shit's for dumb motherfuckers.
But you damn, Tim Dog.
You go on thinking you're hard. Come to New York and we'll see who gets robbed. He probably said hard and robbed. Okay. Take your jerry curls, take your black hats, take your whack lyrics and your bullshit tracks.
Ooh.
Now you're mad and you're thinking about stomping? Well, I'm from South Bronx. Fuck Compton.
Damn.
Okay, so this is my verse. This is my favorite verse. Oh, shit. Now, remember, this album is Penicillin on Wax.
Penicillin for your ass.
And he's saying all this shit, and they never even said anything about him, or he was just a hater.
He's a fucking
hater. This is the hate episode,
though. This is the fucking hate episode, definitely.
All right. I almost can rap this one, but I won't do it. I'll do it like I've been doing. Tim Dog, and I'm the best from the East, and all this Compton shit must cease.
Oh.
So keep your eyes on the prize and don't jeopardize my rhyme, because that's not wise. Okay, this is where it gets good. You really think you can rhyme? Well, come and get some of this loaded Tech 9. Boop, boop, boop! Shots of cold gunning. And you'll really be 100 miles and running. All right, so he's going to shoot people.
Yeah.
This is where it gets fucking awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You remember the song.
I do. Okay. Definitely.
All right. And you'll really be 100 miles and running. You want to play, go ride in a sleigh. I'm so large, I fucked Michelle A. In the bathroom, we was boning. You should heard how the bitch was moaning. Do. Shut the fuck up, bitch, you can't sing. You sound like a kid playing on a swing. Fuck you. You want to go ride in a sleigh? You sound like a kid swinging on a swing?
On a swing, yeah.
Okay.
Tim Dog.
Okay. I'm the man at hand to run the band that's in command. He does a lot of alliteration.
Yeah,
he does a lot of like three-word alliteration. Definitely. Yeah. You know who the fuck I am? Tim Dog. What's my motherfucking name? Tim Dog. What's my motherfucking game? So whether you think that I'm a myth, that riff, the lift, the gift, the if, the fifth. See?
Riff, the if, the lift, the fifth.
Hang on. I'll try to do this one quick. He's got a shithouse full of these. The riff, the lift, the gift, the if, the fifth, the shift, the spliff, that's in control, the hold, to fold, to bold, and make an act. Oh, fuck. Tim, I don't know how you did that. To fold, to bold, and make an ache, and take, and fake, woo, and I'm still. See, when he does that alliteration, he's not saying shit. He's just making
just
shit
making
rhyme.
Sounds and shit, yeah.
Okay.
Now, well, update on Tim, though. I saw him on MSNBC, MSNBC a few years ago, running a fucking scam where he was fucking these, like, lonely white women off of, like, not Tinder, but this before all of that shit. But, like, they were getting them to invest in, like, a record label that he didn't have, and he got this one white woman for, like, $90,000.
Okay, now,
once again, fuck Tim Dog.
If the sound is sounding racist,
mm-hmm.
Were they fat white women?
No. One of them was a really, I couldn't understand why he wouldn't, like, follow through, but then found out he, like, had, like, a whole nother family and shit, because she was pretty fucking hot. She was, like, probably in her, like, yeah, it was some respectable looking women. It wasn't like and then they all saw him as like a record producer because you know he had plaques and all this other shit. So they was like believing him, like helped him.
So they would just give him money and he would fuck him.
Nah. He was like scamming them. Like
you said, it was like Tinder,
right? But he would go like on dates with him and shit, and they would be so impressed with who he was because all this shit was legit.
Does he still have the long hair?
Nah, he got like a little fade.
Remember because if you guys don't know Tim Dog, he almost looks like Hispanic or something.
Fuck no! Who the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all
white people gotta stop quoting shit y'all don't know nothing about. Shit.
Well, not that, just me, not.
Tim Dog look like fucking Wesley in New Jack City.
Is he that dark?
Yeah, man.
All right, let me see. Let's get a picture of this young Tim Dog in this lower Tech 9.
And looking like Wesley in.
Oh, yeah, okay. New Jack City.
Look, even that picture right there. I told you.
Yeah.
He look like Wesley in New Jack City.
He does. I thought he had. Who the fuck am I thinking of? They had like the fucking braids.
Oh, you're talking about Chino XL.
XL. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. He's
from the West, though.
Okay. Fuck Chino XL. Tim Dog. Tim Dog. Tim Dog can eat a big fat dick.
Yeah, so he was on.
If some I didn't, scam if I didn't already play that as song of the week, I would play it.
He was on some scam shit. So.
Well, okay, obviously fuck Compton the guy. Didn't work out too right, well. But yeah, fuck Compton was just to get his name out there because right. he's jealous right. of these guys. When they didn't really do anything.
But at the time, he actually had a career and shit. He had, you know, he was out there.
Name another fucking Tim Dog song.
I don't know, but it was one before that.
I didn't even know the name of the album was Penicillin on Wax. What an awful name. Yeah, I would never know that. That sucks.
A Tim Dog album name, but. But yeah, he definitely was out here scamming hoes and shit.
God damn. Well, is he arrested for it? Or?
Yeah, he got arrested and shit. Okay. But I think he's free now and they was trying to get money back.
Well, is he
going to
go riding a sleigh? He's so large, he fucked Misha Lay. In the bathroom, they were boning. She heard how the bitch was moaning. See, he has a good rhyme pattern, I guess.
I guess for the
You know, he has a early 80s rhyme pattern.
Yeah, definitely the early, Kumo D era yes, of fucking got, Big Daddy Kane.
He's got that. It's not that. I don't know. I was listening to Tim Dog one day.
Oh my god!
And I was trying to scam some little boys and selling me Boy Scout popcorn, and I fucked them.
Oh,
what
man.
The fuck, Chris?
Damn, Chris.
Back to L.
Definitely got to go back to L on that one.
Do you remember Boy Scout popcorn? It's like Girl Scout cookies, but...
I do not.
No, it's called Trail's End. It's really good.
I do not. I do remember Girl Scout cookies, though, the mint.
So. They, I guess, besides that Susan G. Komen Foundation, that's like the biggest ripoff.
What, the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, like 0.2% goes back to the Girl Scouts.
That's crazy.
And
so who they sell it for, the fucking Nazi fucking army?
Whoever makes the shit. Yo, like
fuck are they
and you get
it
those for? You just pay $5, you get those tag alongs. There's like six fucking cookies in there. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I didn't know they didn't make their money.
You heard about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, right?
Yeah, they canceled them. Yeah.
That's awful. In all the years that shit, the NFL every month has fucking pink shit on, baseball bats are pink.
You're right.
And they built one hospital.
Yeah.
In 15 years.
And in that time, Kobe didn't build five.
The Kemi Mutombo built
Charles
fucking,
Wilson built one at Michigan.
The Kemi Mutombo built 15 in Nigeria. Where is he from?
I think it is.
Or Congo. The Congo. Yeah. Mutombo. That's a man.
Tim Dog, you are not.
Yeah. Tim Dog, you fucking getting... I'm still... stunned that he was on MSNBC.
Yeah, this was recent too.
All right, sir. Tim, we have a story about Tim Dog. Who the fuck is talking about Tim Dog?
This is the last couple of years. I'm telling you, I just seen that shit. That shit was amazing. I was like, look at this dude.
Did you expect me to pull that song?
Nah, especially with me knowing a backstory about Tim Dog, I sure didn't know.
I didn't know. I thought they actually might have said something about him for him to go off. I mean, it wasn't like a really. I mean, on the scale of 1 to 10 diss songs, that's probably
That's probably a little disenchanted.
It's probably a 2. Vaseline's a 9 to 10. Hit him up is like a 9 to 10. The Tim Dog fuck Compton's like a 2-3.
I had to give it a 3 just for him calling out the names. Like a lot of people don't call out names all the time, so you give him that one. So,
I forgot how good LL Cool J was at this song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull that one up for next time.
LL was really good at rap at one time.
LL is hard as...
Battle with anybody. I don't care who you... Damn. What happened?
Fucking A.
To the GOAT.
He's still... Man, I so want to hear Jamie Foxx's take on him and LL Cool J's beef during any given Sunday. I don't know why. I just want to hear.
But I want to know what happened to LL.
I want to know who won the fight.
They said they both got shots in. But it wasn't really a fight.
Because, I mean, LL's a way bigger dude than Jamie Foxx. Right.
But at the same time.
But Jamie Foxx was big in that movie.
Big for that movie. So he was feeling himself, too. Willie Beeman.
What the fuck did he get all shredded for?
For the ladies. I keep on screaming. Who, Willie?
Yeah.
For the movie.
No. But there was a movie after that. I thought he got all shredded.
No, he got a buff for Tookie when he played Tookie Williams.
He played Tookie Williams?
Yeah, that was a straight to...
Well, okay, there's no way. Why didn't they have Terry Crews fucking play Tookie Williams?
No, because at that time, Jamie was hot as fuck. Then he did Ray Ride. I remember I was still in Watts, and I bought it from the bootleg, man. I thought it was a bootleg, but it wasn't a bootleg.
It's a real movie?
It was straight to DVD.
How much are bootlegs from the bootleg man?
5 for $20, I think.
That's a good rap name, by the way.
The bootleg man, he's stupid. So the fucking... what happened was, after I bought it, 2 years later, it came out, they did a deal where they showed it on FX. And people was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, this movie been out for like 2 fucking years. And I was like, I ain't never seen this shit. And I was like, yeah.
How the fuck is Jamie Foxx gonna play? And
shit. Like, it was strange. But he's good. He's good in it.
You gotta see. Jamie Foxx is 5'9". Tukey Wilson is 6'5", 300 fucking pounds.
Check it out. Jamie. He was all buffed up.
Yo, but he wasn't even close.
I mean, no, but you gotta have
Terry Crews or like Devo. You gotta have Tiny Lister.
Yeah, I see, because I took it for a joke.
Is Tiny Lister alive?
I think I thought he was dead. Wait. No, I'm thinking Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, Michael Clunkin or
Michael Clark Duncan.
He's dead. Rest I called him Clunkin.
Clunkin, I heard.
Well, he did Clunkin. I was at this club in Puerto Rico one time, and we were clunking. You want to know what clunking is, pal?
Puerto Rican freaking.
It's where you put a dead rooster on your cock and fuck a guy with it. Back to L.
I just don't know.
It just gets weirder. It's the heat. I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe it's the heat. It's hot. It's real hot.
Since I've had bad luck with jobs, I'm thinking of opening up a gay bar called Valley Heat.
That might be the best idea I heard in a long time.
Might go and represent your
Valley Heat, featuring some of Vivica Fox's top black dancers.
That's what you do. Yeah, you just have dancers and this guys kissing. I mean, I don't have to kiss guys.
What's the name of Viv Black Stallions?
No, not Chocolate City. It's like
Chocolate Thunder.
No, Viv's Black Magic or
no, it's something else.
It's Viv's Black something. Then they got white guys in it, which makes no sense.
Viv's, unless it don't have black, it's something.
Black Cravings.
No. That was the name of a porn.
The Tony. Vividly. The Tony.
He's stupid.
Tony was in that one.
Valley Heat. That could be
a Tony.
Name of
Tony
a porn
would
too.
Be. You know what Tony is? He would have been perfect Valley for like Heat. Those cuckold videos, where like,
oh man,
where
I
like
could
the
see
like
that.
The girl like the girls like picking
that.
Up her phone. She's like, "Fuck you!
I could
I'm
see that.
Sick of dealing with you. I'm calling Lamar." And a black guy comes in that. And like fucks her in
that.
Front of Tony.
I could see that.
Tony is like a
maybe that's what he was doing. We just didn't know.
Yo, I bet you make probably $50-$100 on set.
Maybe he was doing that, and we just didn't know.
You just got to act like kind of pissed off.
Is that videos? Dude married and shit?
I don't. No. Oh. Who the fuck would marry that guy? You ever watch, like, I don't try to watch those videos, but if I catch them, it's like this, like, white
if
guy.
If I catch them, like, they just
the white
showing
guy just, like,
TV,
sitting there and he's just, like, pissed. He's just, like, pissed. How much you think cuckold guy gets paid?
Like, $100, like you said. Probably some free craft services.
Yeah, or maybe he's, like, one of the producers and just has to sit in on the scene. Right. I was about to get into it.
I heard about to come out. You're fucking retarded.
I was watching a porno the other day.
Okay.
And it was POV, but you could tell someone else was filming it. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like those kind. And I'm like, obviously the camera guy is the producer, director, blah blah blah. They're all one in the same.
Right.
But you just gotta sit there and watch people fuck. Like, I don't know, man. It really doesn't sound fun. Like, a lot of people think that would be, like, fun.
Once I heard stories from porn
It sounds gross.
Stories I done heard.
Give me a whole lot of bullshit.
Just,
a gross one.
A girl was fucking.
What up, Zook?
And she had. She had something that she cleans her pussy out with from the last shoot.
What, like
stuck
a spray?
On the inside. No. It was like a sponge or some shit. And they have been stuck in there for like weeks.
That's fucking disgusting.
Right. I mean.
Wait, so the guy's fucking her and he.
The person we knew, one of his like closest friends was a cameraman for porn. Like raised his kids doing this shit and everything. Like he was actually a successful made like.
And just a. Was he a normal dude?
Just a normal dude. Take his kids to school and all he did was shoot porn. That was it. Didn't participate in no orgies. Not no freaky motherfucker. Married two kids. His kids ought to be like in high school right now. And he used to tell me some of the fucking craziest fucking stories.
I'm sure there's a lot of like during the anal scenes shit.
A lot. He said he's seen a lot of people get shit on. They have to reset the whole thing. Wait hours
like,
for a person to.
They get the money shot right, and if it's in like a van or like, did they even clean it up?
I mean,
because it's always the same fucking van.
Yeah, I mean, but
it's always the same hotel room that they use.
Shit flying everywhere and. Smell, bad smells, and all
kinds of
all the shit that will make you like you don't want to hear that if you really do watch porn. You're just like, okay, let me just enjoy my
porn. A lot
porn.
Of cocaine.
He said back like when I remember we first came out here, it was more of that, and then he said it started like cleaning itself up when certain people like would be overdosing and shit. So they started like kind of trying to regulate that shit. But he said one time it was a lot of drugs. But he had been out. He's been out here since like '97 doing this shit. So he saw the era of.
The
glamorous
like, right era. Like he did after the John Holmes, like after
right.
porn became mainstream after that. Yeah.
Pretty much. So big parties and big budgets, like you were saying, with certain shoots, they would have just as much of a budget as like a fucking independent film. Like, you're like, shit. So
Well, no, I mean, I remember watching like my dad's porns, which were probably from the, let's say, 85 to 92.
Yeah.
And they still had somewhat of a, you know, a plot.
Right. Production value, yeah, locations, I mean, different places.
There's nothing going on now. It's just, hey, let's pick this chick up and fuck her kind of thing.
Playboy.
POV, massage parlor, glory hole.
Yeah, he used to tell some disgusting ass stories. I was like, God damn.
But maybe it's like, you know, like me working at the liquor store, it's like, it really makes me consider my own alcoholism.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if, like, you work on a porn set and you're like, yeah, I don't want to fuck bitches, man.
No, that's what he said. He said.
I just want to stick with one woman.
Like, we talk about, you got to understand, I'm a person, I told you, I've never fucked two chicks at the same time and all that shit. Yep. But this is the kind of shit you watch on porn, but subconsciously, the real me, I don't trust no fucking body. I don't even raw dick women. So, is, you know what I mean? Like, so all the shit that you see that's
raw
just like.
Raw dick these hoes.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he would tell all that shit.
When,
like,
was the last time you raw dicked a hoe?
Years. But he would tell fucking stories of how he wouldn't. He'd be like, no, or none of that shit. He'd be like, man, I'm going home.
He just turned off by it.
Like. Yeah, he stays like a fucking job. Like, I'm just
Who had better stories, him or hurt him?
Hurt him. Oh, my God. Hurt him.
I bet the same people, half the people who were in those pornos are probably at the hurt him.
He told me the story about when they shot the X-rated version of How Do You Want It with Nina Hartley and the black chick Heather Hunter and all of them and shit. It was just like a fucking orgy. Ron Hightower, the black dude, porn director, porn actor and director. He directed it.
It's a great
and
name, said by the
he
way.
He made everybody either you naked or you got to be in your underwear. Like, literally. Like,
even the cast and crew?
His crew. The people who were working on it. They had to be, because all the people that was filming was just Pac, a couple rappers and shit, but it was all porn chicks. And he wanted everybody to be as free as possible. No, Pac performing, so he doing his shit.
I'm trying to think of
so he wanted everybody. It's the one where they like riding the bull, like Saddle Ranch. It might have been at fucking Saddle Ranch.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Is it How Do You Want It? It's Nina fucking Hartley, Heather Hunter, all these porn chicks. The one where Joe joined Casey pouring the champagne and going on a girl titties to a pussy and
I mean, I've seen like the MTV version.
You the gangster version. I used to have that shit on some fucking.
You gotta
DVD.
Go see my man, Bootleg Man.
No, I used to have that shit on the DVD. That shit is classic.
BLM. You gotta go see the BLM.
So Joe joined him, he in his fucking underwear and poured the champagne and the girl naked and shit. Yeah, it was some Playboy shit. But then he told me about the other man. So that dude got the best stories, man. Oh man, that dude got the best fucking stories.
Yeah,
ain't nobody's stories fucking with his. Anything that relates to Pac and is true and I can verify, it's like, oh shit.
Well, you know what time it is, bud.
Man,
I'm letting you choose since I got all weird this week.
You might, because you're going deeper and deeper. It's like I just see you just swimming out, and I'm like, where are you going? Turn around, man. Come back. What you doing, man? I'm just waving. I'm like, he's just gonna keep going.
What did I tell you yesterday? I told you it was gonna be a weird one.
You said it.
I said you made hate.
You said it. You did not disappoint, brother.
Well, you know, hey, Tim Dog, for all the women that you fucked over, go fuck your face.
Oh, bright shining ones. You know them challenging. Keep flipping the gift.
The spotlight is on us now. Watch us do this. Live and direct from Philly town. Rapping hype and we can get down. We are ready to roll. So now the world will know that we love.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
What's the man?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then he smiled when they whined and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves you.
ABC, BBD. Mm-hmm.